Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint, Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online on all the platforms at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. By the way, open phones all hour long, plus all 9 o'clock hour as well. Nothing but me and open phones, 406-294-0970. News came out last night that the U.S. House has issued a subpoena to Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat nominee for vice president, over the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. A U.S. House committee issued a subpoena to Governor Tim Walz, compelling his office to turn over documents relating to the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. U.S. Representative Virginia Fox, R., North Carolina chair of the House Committee on Education, sent subpoenas to Walz as part of an investigation into what has been called one of the largest COVID-related fraud schemes in the country. Feeding Our Future and its sponsored meal sites fraudulently claimed to serve millions of meals to school children under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Federal Child Nutrition Program and received $250 million in reimbursements. The state, run by Governor Tim Walz, a vice presidential candidate for the Democrats, was responsible for administering the program, and an audit found that the state's lack of oversight created opportunities for fraud. So now the Democrats and Tim Walz are defending this by saying, well, we didn't do anything wrong intentionally. There's just a lack of oversight. And then somebody asked him, okay, so was anybody held accountable? Was anybody fired? Well, this wasn't malfeasance. It was a $250 million fraud scheme and you were supposed to oversee it. Yeah, this is a problem. Yeah, somebody should be held accountable. But that story just came out. Got some other ones we can get to here as well. Looks like we're getting some phone calls, which is always good. Here's a sort of a feel good story. We always like feel good stories about a good guy with a gun. The Georgia high school attacker was stopped by a good guy with a gun Wednesday afternoon. Barrow County Sheriff made clear that this recent school shooter was stopped by an armed school resource officer. So putting armed police officers in schools works. How many lives were saved in that Georgia school recently by the fact that they had an armed school resource officer? That's a good thing. Here's a feel bad story. Illegal alien charged with 5 counts of child rape on Martha's Vineyard. An illegal alien accused of raping a child numerous times on Martha's Vineyard. That's a story. I mean, how many more of these types of stories do we have to have about the tester migrant crime wave hitting our country? We got Gary and Billings on the line. We're going to come to you, Gary, right after this break. We'll be right back.
Securing America.
Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth spoke at an event in Arlington, Virginia Wednesday, discussing the issue of Army modernization. She says the biggest change in military operations is technology.
Unmanned aerial systems, counter-unmanned aerial systems, and electronic warfare.
Wormuth adds military leaders are learning in real time based on the war in Ukraine.
The role of drones, the role of capabilities to take down drones.
And she says it's not all about the actual weapons themselves.
We recognize that software is as important, if not potentially more important than hardware going forward.
She also notes even the most innocent items can be potentially used against our troops.
I don't wear one of those rings that tells you how poorly you're sleeping, but a lot of our soldiers do. And, even little things like that can generate a signature.
Give me your rescue. Fox News.
All right, summer's over. Kids are back in school. Time to get to work, especially here in 2024. Man, it's crazy. Just a few short weeks left until Election Day. You're going to want to sound off on the big news of the day. You're going to want to tell folks all across Montana what's on your mind. And sometimes it's not always the big news of the day. Sometimes it's just the fun stuff, too. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint here, folks. Open phones, 406-294-0970. Whatever you want to talk about, you guys got to help me out. What's on your mind out there? What's going on out there in the real world? You know that the media is not reporting the real true stories of what's going on here in Montana, so we got to rely on the callers. So call in, tell us what's going on. Let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for being there to help us out. I'm really upset about these commercials that is being run against Tim Shee. I don't know if you heard that one, but Tim was talking about the Indian, drunken Indians, and they're throwing beer cans at him. He's laughing, and it's just really sad that they stoop so low. And there's another one I just heard on your station this morning about fake cowboys, and they're laughing and stuff. So they always seem like they can find faults with him, but we can't solve our country.
I know. That's what I was talking about earlier this morning. I don't know if you heard the 6 o'clock hour, but I was talking about this morning, Gary, about how yesterday I had Senator Tom Cotton on and Tim Sheehy on, and they were totally focused on policy issues. They were focused on John Tester's actual voting record. I mean, we're conservative Republicans are running actual policy-focused, voting record-focused campaigns, and the Democrats, all they've got in response are these disgusting, disgusting lies and personal attacks.
Yeah, I heard that. Unfortunately, between the Billings Gazette and KTVQ, you know, it just seemed like they want to gang up on somebody like Tim and Donald
to save our country. Of course they do.
So it's frustrating for people that are trying to make a living, and we're being forced into paying higher prices, like you talked about. How does the average family, when I go to the store and I see these young mothers with young kids walking around with a very limited money, and what do those kids got to grow up with?
Nothing now. But no, Gary, don't let them get to you, Gary. You can't let these scumbags frustrate you. That they're trying to do that. They're trying to demoralize you. Rush Limbaugh always used to talk about how the main goal of the Democrats and the mainstream media, aka the same thing, is to demoralize conservatives and to frustrate us. And so you're letting them win. Like, it doesn't bother me. I don't get frustrated when they lie about Tim Sheehy. First of all, nobody reads the Billings Gazette. Nobody watches KTVQ or whatever. Nobody watches. People are paying attention to what Aaron Flint has to say because he's honest and he does a better job of actual journalism, even though he doesn't purport to be some independent, you know, non-biased journalist, but he still does a better job than anybody else. This show, Montana Talks, has way more influence and reach than the Billings Gazette or the KTVQ. Nobody pays attention to that crap or watches it. But Gary, you can't let them get to you, Gary. They're winning by you letting them get frustrated to you. Of course, they're lying about Tim Sheehy because that's all they've got. It doesn't bother me. Let him lie. Let him slander him. It doesn't frustrate me at all. I just ignore it. Just ignore it, Gary. I mean, you know, what do you think of that? Do you think that's something you could do, or are you going to continue to let him get to you like that?
No, it's just that I believe that people that don't listen to the stations, they're getting their news out of the jet. And I know you're right about but our world is in such a chaos, and if I don't call in and report things that you don't hear, then I feel like I'm not doing my job.
No, you're right, Gary. You're right. There are still people out there that trust the media, that trust the mainstream media, and that's why I think the work that we do here on this show and what Aaron Flint does and what you do calling in and exposing this stuff, I think it is important because you're right, Gary. There are still people that read the Gazette or watch KTVQ and actually think that those are journalists. So you're right. It is still important for us to call them out on their lies.
Well, I think when you guys bring the truth, but see, a lot of people don't get that. So when they go to vote, and if you're a diehard Democrat, no matter what, you know, you could be swimming with an alligator and still vote the same way. So it comes down to what you've seen, how Donald Trump lost the election last time by all the cheating, lying, and look where we're at. So I appreciate you bringing that to me, and now I'm just going to go start sipping, cranberry drinks, I guess.
Well, Gary, don't start drinking those until at least 5 o'clock here this afternoon. But I would encourage you to try to not get upset about that stuff because that is, if you let it get to you, you know, it'll get to you, and you never let them see you sweat. But you're right. I think you make really good points on a lot of that stuff, Gary. And I think that's why Democrats can win elections. That's why John Tester can get away with his phony, fake lies and campaign, is because there are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of Montanans, good Montanans, conservative Montanans, Republican Montanans, who are not spending their morning listening to this show, who don't listen to the podcast if they miss it like I do. People aren't out there doing that. People have families and hobbies, and they want to be out on the lake, and they want to go to the gym and listen to music instead of listening to this sort of news stories where a lot of it's toxic and negative and everything like that, which is why it's so what just happened there? Are we still on, or are we on a commercial break? Oh, okay, we got music playing in the background, but I don't know what's going on here. But I'll take responsibility as I like to do here, considering this is amateur hour on the Montana Talk Show here with me behind the mic. But no, I'm just kidding. I got another point to say on that. We got callers on the line. Scott in Bozeman, Clint in Bozeman. We're coming back.
Military matters.
The U.S. carried out two dangerous operations to take out ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria in the past week. An elite American strike force captured an ISIS leader in Syria, and in a different raid in western Iraq, 15 ISIS fighters were killed in an operation conducted by the 75th Ranger Regiment. 7 U.S. soldiers were wounded during the daring operation. The Pentagon says ISIS attacks in Iraq and Syria are expected to double this year. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters the ISIS threat must be taken seriously. 3,400 U.S. troops remain in Iraq and Syria to keep ISIS contained. But it's not just the Middle East where ISIS remains a threat. Last month, Taylor Swift's concert in Vienna was canceled after Islamic State terrorists tried to blow it up. Here's the CIA's Deputy Director David Cohen talking about the foiled terror plot.
They were plotting to kill a huge number, tens of thousands of people at this concert, including, I'm sure, many Americans.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We were just talking to Gary in Billings, one of the great callers here on Montana Talks. Right before we were going to go to that break, I was going to make the point that Gary's right, that there's a lot of people out there that still read the Billings Gazette or whatever garbage paper there is that runs a bunch of AP articles. They're hardcore biased left-wing, and they're pretending to be non-biased, and it's a fraud, and it's a scam. But there are still people out there, good conservatives, good Republicans, that still trust the media simply because they're not as tuned into a daily and relentless pursuit of the truth like you and I are. So that's why it's so important for us, for people like me and you, people that listen to this show, people that are on this show, me and you, we need to take it upon ourselves to go out and to spread the truth to our Facebook friends, to our neighbors in our neighborhood, to our family, to everything else like that. As a precinct committee man here in my precinct in Yellowstone County, I'm going to take it upon myself to try to go door to door in my precinct and to try to get everybody in my precinct to vote Republican and turn in their ballots once the ballots get... And then we all want to do that. If all of us, if everybody listening to this show right now said, okay, I agree with David. I'm gonna look up my precinct. I'm going to get a map of my precinct. And I don't care if you're a precinct captain or not. Take it upon yourself to focus on your own precinct, your own local neighborhood. Go door to door in your own neighborhood. You don't have to be a candidate. You don't have to be a precinct captain. You just be a citizen. You're a voter. Take it upon yourself to go door to door and spread the truth in your precinct. If we all did that, I think, and that's free. I mean, it takes time. Time's money. It's going to cost you some time, but that's otherwise free. If we all did that, think about how much of a difference we could all make. Let's go to Clint in Bozeman. Clint, thanks for calling.
Well, good morning. What a beautiful day, huh?
It's gorgeous out here. We got a little bit of smoke in the skies here in Billings. I can't see the Beartooth Range like I usually can, but definitely shaping up to be a beautiful day.
Well, it's down there in southeast Montana and Wyoming. I got a hell of a fire down there. Is that right?
I think there's like 15 or 20 fires actually going on in Montana right now, if I recall.
God, that's awful. We got such a beautiful state to live in, you know.
We're so lucky.
Well, here's my topic this morning. You were talking about these television ads, one fellow was that was on here, and how good and they are, how bad they are. Well, what I want to say is this. Jack Abramoff wrote a book, and he was the highest paid lobbyist in Washington, D.C. And he was also, George Soros is another one that funds these various different candidates that run in various different states, whether in Democrats or Republicans, whatever he thinks is good, he's the money man for a lot of it. And then there's Schwab. These are the people that are leading. These are like Tester, and maybe he's got lobbyist money coming in from different corporations and stuff. What gets me about this voting is all about who's got the most money to put on the most ads, and most of the ads that are put on are not truthful. They lie to the people that is voting to try to run this country in a Democratic and a Republican way. It's got so bad that I don't know what the American people are going to do. But there's been a lot of people that are going to quit voting because of what I just said. It's all about the money.
So, Clint, let me ask you this. So you believe then that the Montana voter makes his or her voting decision based off of the ads they see because they believe the advertisements, the 30-second political ads.
Yeah, they do that, and the papers that they read, the newspapers that they read, and the flyers that is mailed to them daily.
Okay, so
that is trying to influence their voting one way or the other.
All right, let me follow up question then, Clint. Who do you blame for that? Do you blame the donors or the candidates or the people that are running the ads, or do you blame the voter who is so ignorant and so uninformed that they would actually base their vote for a U.S. senator on some stupid scam lie or some misinformation in a scam paper? Whose fault is that? Is that the voter, or is that the people putting out the ads, do you think?
It's the people that put out the ads that try to dumb down the voter. And if the people that are out voting, and when they get these ads, if they will do a little bit of research, they'll find out that there's big money. I mean, millions and billions of dollars in these when you go to voting, especially for the president.
Well, yeah, and Clint, the reason that is because the federal government's spending $7 trillion a year. You cut federal spending, and nobody's going to spend that kind of money on these races. Why would you spend that kind of money on these races if the politician's not going to have control over $7 trillion? That $7 trillion is a lot. You talk about 50, like John Tester's got $50 million. That's nothing compared to the $7 trillion he's got control over. That's the bigger problem,
that's
I think.
Right. That's absolutely right. And the thing is, we're going to have to some way make it truthful. These ads should be truthful about the person that's running for office.
So, Clint, the only thing the only thing I'll disagree with you on that, Clint, is I think it's on the voter. Me personally, I don't care what an advertisement says. I don't base my vote off of an ad. I don't care what the media says. In fact, if the mainstream media prints it, my default is this must be a lie. This must be false, because I've even got caught sometimes believing these lies from the media. And I've actually read a mainstream media news story, fell for it, and then I later on realized it was a lie. Okay, and so because of that, I said, look, I'm not going to fall for this stuff anymore. I am now defaulting. If it comes from the mainstream media, if it comes from the AP, from Reuters, from the Billings Gazette, from the TV news, the default is this. This is probably false. This is probably false. That's what I do, okay? So if there are actually people out there that are voting based on what the mainstream media is putting out and what advertisements are putting out, I'm sorry, but that's a low-information voter, and that's a voter that's not fulfilling their duties as a citizen of this country, period. That's on the voter. So that's the only part I disagree with you on. I'm glad that we disagree on cutting federal spending, cutting massive, massive across-the-board cuts to federal spending would solve numerous issues. It would solve money in politics. It would solve corruption. It would solve inflation. It would solve the debt. It would solve freedom. It'd give us more freedom, because the less money the federal government spends, the more freedom we have. So that's the solution, really, to a lot of our problems, is just massive spending cuts. Let's go to Chris in Billings here, try to get some more callers. Chris, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So first of all, I've got 2 points, but before I get there, I want to teach everybody a trick. How do you tell if John Tester is lying? He gives a standard clue every time he lies. What is it?
He opens his mouth.
His lips are moving, that's right.
Yeah.
So, second of all, so here, I want to talk to the Democrats that are listening to your show out here, too, who think John, I don't think that anybody thinks that John Tester is a rightful dude, you know, a righteous dude. I think that they know that he's a liar, but they like the way he votes, but they really don't know what he's doing to our country. So here's something I want to say. Everybody that listens to his ad, this kind of parlays into the last two callers, and that is every time his ad comes on that says, I'm a, you know, Montanan that's protecting Montana rights, I'm not going to let these out-of-staters come in here and buy up our land, and that's a paraphrase. But basically what he's saying is, it's kind of right out of the Communist Manifesto, he's trying to restrict property owner rights.
Right.
I think everybody needs to be worried about that.
Right.
You know, he's saying, I'm not going to let out-of-staters come to Montana and buy Montana land. I'm not going to let Montana ranchers and landowners sell their land.
Right.
That's what he's really saying.
Well, and it might he might be saying that he doesn't want out-of-staters to buy our land now. But once he's elected, maybe he says, hey, I don't want Republicans to be able to buy Montana. I don't want conservatives.
Well,
where does it go?
Right. And it's about control, and it's about the overall plan, the overarching plan that his party represents. So that's one thing. But number two, I just want to remind people, rewind to 2012, when John Tester was the Montana farmer bringing Montana values back to Washington, D.C. On that same ballot was either a referendum or initiative asking Montanans if they were in favor of federally mandated health care. 72% of Montanans said no. And what did John Tester do after he barely won that election?
He supported
back to Washington,
it, yep.
D.C. and cast the deciding vote on Obamacare, thereby going against the entire, three-quarters of what Montanans wanted. So I think I want to remind all the Democrats who voted for him that he doesn't care about you one bit.
Well said. Well said, Chris. Thank you for the call. Fantastic call. I don't know how much time. I'm not the pro here. I don't know how much time we have left in this segment. Let me go to Mark in Paradise Valley. Mark, I might have to cut you off if we come up on a break here. But, Mark, thanks for calling.
You bet. Hey, so there was a Soviet KGB operative that defected back in the 80s, and he was unable to divulge his information to the CIA until 1991. His name was Vlasy Mitoglakov. And he wrote a book in regards to that, and it's called The Sword and the Shield. And it divulges how deep the Communist Party has infiltrated into the People's Democratic Party. I don't refer to them as the Democratic Party because they are not. They're the People's Democratic Party. And just like any other communist regime, they're not for the people, they're not a Democrat, and it's all about power. And it's a suppression of the humanity. And people need to become aware of this. We've seen it exactly what's going on with the People's Democratic Party under Joe Biden and lawfare that they're enacting. These are absolutely unconstitutional practices that they're doing. And
hey, Mark, quick question. Is that book about basically how, like, the official Communist Party of the USA basically disbanded, but instead of disbanding, they just worked themselves into the Democrat Party?
Well, that's because they follow the same theory of thought, the ideology, you know. At one time, there were more communists in New York City than there were in Moscow.
I believe that. Hey, we're up against the break. I'm going to throw you on hold. Hang with us if you got some more. Then we're going to Charles
this
and Mary.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's a piece of the global economy that really doesn't fit. It's called China. It's a huge affluent economy that behaves as if it isn't. In the large Western democracies, 60 to 70% of the economy is consumption. In China, it's about 40%. What makes up the difference is investment geared for production. And given low rates of consumer spending, that production turns into exports. This was all true 15 years ago, and not much has changed. The so-called largest consumer market in the world has largely been a bust for other countries trying to sell their goods there, while the Chinese continue to grab bigger market shares in the places they export to. It's a conflict that's starting to boil. The essence of trade, where countries specialize in what they do most efficiently and import other goods from elsewhere, is stymied when one country seeks to capture market share in everything. The tariffs that we economists were taught to loathe as destroyers of wealth begin to look more attractive as the imbalances continue. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
All right, summer's over. Kids are back in school. Time to get to work, especially here in 2024. Man, it's crazy. Just a few short weeks left until Election Day. You're going to want to sound off on the big news of the day. You're going to want to tell folks all across Montana what's on your mind. And sometimes it's not always the big news of the day. Sometimes it's just the fun stuff, too. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here at 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I just got some of the messages y'all folks have sent in on the Montana Talks app. I'll get to those first. We're talking to Mark in Paradise Valley about the Communist Party infiltrating the Democrat Party and basically taking it over. And if folks didn't hear me talking about this earlier, Elon Musk is promoting on Twitter this story that's going viral about how Eric Weinstein put into ChatGPT a request to the AI and said, hey, here's some policy positions. And then he lists off all of the policy positions of the Democrat Party. And then you ask the AI, what does that describe? And ChatGPT literally came back and said, that's communism. That's fascism. That's authoritarianism. So, folks, it's not just me calling the Democrats communists. It's not just Mark in Paradise Valley calling the Democrats communists. That's ChatGPT. That's Grok AI. That's all these other LLMs out there. Try it yourself. Go to ChatGPT. Put in, hey, here, what describe the political party that has these positions, and then list out all the Democrat policy positions, and ChatGPT will come back and say, that's authoritarianism, that's fascism, that's communism. Mark, in the Paradise Valley, did you have any further comments on that?
Well, just look at what happened in Germany with the elections there just recently over the weekend. On the old Eastern sector in Saxony and Thuringia, they voted for the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. And so those that have been under Soviet and communist suppression or oppression are voting against that. John Tester is nothing more than a party member. People need to remember that. The Communist Party will tell you anything. Anything that they tell you is a lie. If they accuse you of something, they're the ones that are doing it.
Oh, yeah. The projection is off the charts with them. And one of my favorite sayings about communism and voting is you can vote yourself into communism, but you have to fight your way out. Let's go to Charles in Billings. Charles, thanks for calling.
I just want to make a comment quickly about the difference between the Republican candidate for the Senate in our state and the Democrat candidate in the state. The Republican candidate was helping on the reservation to brand, and it's a tough job if you've ever been to a branding. And it's, I'm not challenging what he said. I'm just challenging this. I've never seen the Democrat candidate or heard of the Democrat ever going to do and help on the reservation anything physical.
That's right. Yep,
and
good point.
I know from my experience, I was a physical education teacher for 37 years, that if John, I guess is his name, would go and help in that physical type work, we wouldn't have to have a election because he'd die of a heart attack. And I also know about the Republican candidate and his background and what he does. We can thank God that we have this type of individual.
Amen.
Protecting us, especially in anything that is physical.
Yeah.
That's all
Amen.
I got to say.
No, good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Really good point. Yeah, no, Tim Sheehy's ranching partner is a Crow Indian. Tim Sheehy has deep ties to the Crow Indian Reservation because his ranching partner and one of his best friends is a Crow Indian. And so, yeah, Tim Sheehy goes to the Crow Indian Reservation, and he ropes and rides with the Crow Indians, and he brands with the Crow Indians, and he goes to Crow Fair. And so that's the real story. And the fact that John Tester and none of these other Democrats ever go rope and ride with the Crow Indians, that's also part of the story. Really good point. We're talking earlier this morning about the big story out of Butte where they had an admitted discrepancy in their vote numbers, and they had admitted incorrect false vote numbers. They figured it out. It was some USB stick that went into the wrong thing, and then it was the test data from prior to the election that they didn't clear out, and so that added all these votes and everything like that. Got some messages on the Montana Talks app. We've also got Mary in Butte calling in. Mary, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what I was just going to say was I did go to that count because I was kind of just curious about the whole thing with this voting lately. And I don't know if anybody knows, but it's not only Butte. There were 19 other counties in Montana that had discrepancies of
turnouts,
meaning the number of ballots.
Yeah,
and,
good point.
Powell County had 30% more than Silver Bow. Bighorn County, Daniels, Treasure, Valley, Wheatland, all of these had discrepancies. So I'm wondering if they're going to, I mean, it's really close to the vote now, but we just have to watch these people.
Yes, we do. I agree.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say.
Well, thanks for calling in. That's great. Good for you for going to the vote recount and paying attention and being involved. That's exactly what we need. And frankly, it was private citizens that noticed this discrepancy in the first place, which the Butte County Clerk and Recorder agreed with them and said, yeah, there's a big discrepancy here. Actually, it was the Clerk and Recorder that signed the affidavit, went to the court, where the court ordered a recount. And again, they figured it out. There was no intentional misconduct here. It was a mistake, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that that some random election worker can plug in some random USB drive into the tabulators in the middle of counting actual votes, and then you can end up with this discrepancy, that's a concern. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. If it does happen, there needs to be an automatic audit process where that's caught right away. And Mary's right, and this came up in the legislative hearing yesterday or 2 days ago, or whenever that special election integrity legislative committee hearing was, where they talked about this isn't just Butte. There are lots of other counties that have this same sort of discrepancy issue. Let's go to Sean in Libby. Sean, thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning. I just want to salute the Native Americans in Montana. as well as across the nation, had we listened to them, we wouldn't be in this ethical and moral morass that we're in now. They had very strict standards to live by, and we should follow that. We should follow suit. It's too bad. And so,
what do you mean? What do you mean by like the standards to live by?
Well, because they had strict principles and strict ways of living, and they had respect for duty, duty and honor. And these were important values that this country has lost. And we should have followed their leadership. And it's too bad. Frankly, I think that America should have stayed east of the Mississippi and stayed right there.
Wait, so you don't think that we should have accepted the Europeans as migrants, as migrant settlers, and increasing the diversity of our continent?
Only ones that parallel the Native Americans' values.
Fair enough. That's fair. That's fair enough. I mean, that's kind of my position now. I'm pro immigration into the United States now, but certainly only immigrants that share the founding values and the founding principles of our country. So I actually think that's sort of a fair response.
Yes, sir. I think Native American Indians they are our true forefathers. And we need to get back into studying their ways. I have numerous books about it. The Nez Perce is one of them. Chief Joseph, amazing, amazing leader, and so on and so forth. Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull. These are all leaders that we need to study their principles, and apply it to our American way of life. And that's all I have to say on that.
Well, thanks for the call. Really, really appreciate the call. Well said. One of the things I respect so much about Aaron Flint is how much he cares for our Indian population here, and how much he cares for the reservations, and how much Aaron Flint covers those stories that are relevant to them, and how much Aaron Flint does to try to help the Native American communities here in Montana. Really, really, really impressed with how Aaron puts those types of issues front and center, and frankly with Tim Sheehy too, with Tim Sheehy being partners with the Crow Indian. Ranching partners, Tim Sheehy, going to having deep, deep ties to the Crow Indian Reservation, going out there and roping and riding with the Indians. Like, that's great, right? We need somebody in the U.S. Senate that has those kind of connections to the Native American community. And the reality is, too, is that the Democrat policies have destroyed these reservations. The Democrat policies hurt Native Americans. So if you really, really care about Indians, if you really, really care about the well-being of the Indians in the state, you got to vote Tim Sheehy, because Democrat John Tester policies are destroying these reservations. And so that's how I vote. I vote based on policy and based on what's going to do the most good for all of us here in Montana.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Trump Vance have done a combined 34 interviews since last month, compared to only 16 minutes and 29 seconds for Kamala Harris and 11 minutes for Tim Walz. And there's so much we do not know about this woman. And the one 16-minute interview on fake news CNN, we walk away from that interview. We have no idea that the woman who co-sponsored the Green New Deal in the U.S. Senate, that is on tape saying that she would abandon the filibuster to pass the $93 trillion Green New Deal. We don't know if she still stands by that. How do you call that journalism? That's not journalism.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, protect your home and family. Now, it's a responsibility you cannot take lightly, but starting with deadly force, that should not be your first option, especially given the serious mental, financial, legal consequences that can very well follow. You might want to look at non-lethal force. That's where Byrner comes in. It's a non-lethal pistol launcher designed by a group of common sense gun owners, and it's used for everyday Americans concerned about their personal safety and security. Now, the Byrner pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds. So the Byrner launcher can incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, that's enough time to ensure your family's safety. The Byrner launcher is legal in all 50 states. You can ship directly to your door. It's time to join the growing movement. And they always put safety first. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. Watch their videos, byrna.com/Hannity, 10% off. And make the smart choice for you and your family and your safety today.
Pain relief with help from QC Kinetics. Call 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. Got some messages on the Montana Talks app. Still going to get to those folks. Still going to get to them. First, though, we got Scott in Bozeman on the line. Scott, thanks for calling.
Good morning, David. Hey, going back a little bit to Tim Walz and the Feeding Our Fruit fraud scandal in Minnesota. Look, I have some insight on that with lots of family back there. I've been following this for a long time. I would implore Republican voters and challenge Democratic voters to really dig into this. This is big. There were almost 50 people indicted. There's been court cases about it. This is a huge thing. It ties into Medicaid, a child care, a daycare fraud, but they're all connected. And I just need this guy is a fraud and a phony, and he's a crook, and people need to look into him more. And many of the Somali community were involved. Sorry, about 46 to 50 of the Somali community were involved in the Feeding Our Fruit fraud scandal, and over a dozen of them took that same crooked money and donated to guess whose campaign as a Somali congresswoman in Minnesota?
Ilhan Omar.
Need to look into this. People need to look into this.
Hey, so Scott, question. I got a question for you. I've got some friends in Minnesota as well who have known a lot about this for a long time, and they tell me basically they view Governor Tim Walz, Democrat nominee for vice president, as basically a criminal because of this $250 million feeding our children's fraud scam issue. But my question for you, Scott, is like, Tim Walz's response is, well, yeah, this was a big fraud and this was horrible, but we didn't do anything wrong. You know, this was all done by criminals who've been held accountable, and Tim Walz is not responsible. The state's not responsible. Maybe they could have done a better job in oversight, but otherwise it's not on Tim Walz. What would be your response to that?
It's too big and too broad and too high up for him to have known nothing about it. And then if they supposedly did know about it, they didn't do enough about it at the time. So now they're claiming that all of a sudden they're having some court cases and some charges and some prosecutions. It's not enough. Nobody buys it back there.
Yeah, no, I mean, and even if it was just a lack of oversight, that's incompetence. That's not okay either. You know what I mean?
You're going to be number two in the free world, and you couldn't even see what was going on under your nose in your city, in the city that you're at. Come on,
right? And a quarter billion dollar fraud going on with that many people involved, and you're supposed to be this, you know, real competent, you know, governor. Give me a break. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. I got to read some of these messages here. Let's see. Morgan and Helena sent this one a couple hours ago. There was still, and talking about this Butte recount issue, there was still 11 ballots that couldn't be counted for the committee voted 5-1 not to preserve the machine hard drive to be able to review all the data and drill down on what happened. Thank you for that, Morgan. Tim and Billings sent some stuff about the McCains. Apparently the McCains are endorsing Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney's endorsing Kamala Harris. George W. Bush is not endorsing Trump. I don't know if he's endorsed Kamala Harris, but boy, is this a disappointment to see all of these rhinos out there endorsing Kamala Harris. Really just disappointing. You hate to see basically past Republican leaders doing what they're doing today. Kind of tells you all you need to know. There's the music. Tim and Billings also says, why is a memory stick, thumb drive, or SD card needed to count votes? Are we so incapable as humans now that we are unable to vote? Remove the electronic machines altogether. Troglodytes of the world unite. No tech in elections. Thank you, Tim and Billings. Yeah, I mean, if you want to volunteer to hand count, you know, thousands and thousands of ballots, maybe they'd take you as a volunteer on that job. We'll be right back.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, if you miss even 1 second of Montana Talks and all the great content that we deliver, download the Montana Talks app, click the on-demand button, get the podcast and more.